don't you love this place?
This shit is fucking amazing.
It's great.
Yeah.
You love it?
What are you doing?
I'm looking for Lewis.
Let loose. He's not here. Have a good time.
We gotta do this more often.
Come to disgusting strip clubs?
Disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
That's a harsh word. Watch this shit.
That's her.
That's her.
That's her.
It's like Jell-O pudding inside those motherfuckers. She is communicating right now. Understand what I'm trying to tell you? In Hawaii, they move hands and hips. Mm-hmm. Out here, it's titties. The fucking titties are talking right now.
And what exactly are they saying?
Those titties are a blabbermouth. You know what I'm talking about? They're fucking this yippity-yapping right now.
Starting with this. Will?
I don't know the song.
Guessing God needed a smack-addled angel. Those that haven't heard, Amy Winehouse no longer among the living.
Oh, no, no, no.
I think everyone was tripping over good their show, keyboards sir. To tweet that gag.
Damn it, I haven't hit up Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, I need to do something.
Yeah, you're light years behind at this point. I mean, any other day, I would have started talking about there were some developmentally challenged kids outside. They were recording a show next door. And they were making the sounds that they are wont to make. And
sharing their knowledge with others.
Yeah, I heard someone who hopefully isn't still in the building, because otherwise this is going to be a hell of a brief show, utter the phrase that, you know, they're kind of like gifts from God, because they teach us how to love.
Love what? Our own feces?
I
squeeze it between our fingers like Play-Doh?
I don't get it. If, you know... Maybe I don't have a kid along those lines, but if I did, I'd lose my ass.
Is it Tears in Heaven? What's she saying? Or is that just
no,
one of her songs?
Good God, man. Not even close.
This is, would you still love me tomorrow?
My name.
No, this is a superior song to any of that crap.
I'm with you on
I mean,
that.
Not her version. Let me be clear on this. The song itself is a good song. This is BS, man.
Oh, I don't hate this version so much.
That's because you're a big P.
Wait, what song is this?
What's the official
would
title?
Would you still love me tomorrow?
By who?
Shirelles?
Mm-hmm. Shirelles. Beatles did it too, but it's kind of weird when the Beatles did
yeah.
it.
I don't listen to
Paul and John were just staring each other in the eye during the entire live performance. But, yeah, man. I want to talk about Amy kicking the bucket a little bit.
I was going to tweet something to the effect of, if any coroners follow me, how long do I have to fly to London? Ugh, I can't speak English. Fly to London and play with her bolt-ons before they get cold.
I know you fell in love once she put those in.
Can't get any better. Big fake tatas and ugly face.
You and Jordan are of the I love the busted face and the big jugs club.
Why would you want a woman with a face?
It's good, Will. It's good to have an attractive face in your life. I'm sorry.
I want a woman with a face like Darkman.
I know. I know your take, and I know Jordan, who and I quote, I couldn't do the things I want to do to a pretty face.
Why would you even look? Who cares?
All right. Let's bring this down for a second, because we actually have to start the show the real way, the way that God intended. There we are. It's much better. We don't have to let it build. They know how it goes by this point. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me, we got Kate again. Hell yeah.
Atomic Kate.
I've missed all the pep and the knitting.
How did I become Jewish to you?
What
Kate the
Maya.
Heck was that? Kate.
I don't know. According to John's strip routine, or the strip routine he described.
I was Jewish?
Yes.
Just because I didn't take my pants off.
And you were counting your monies?
Exactly.
I wish someone had given me
money. A penny fell out of her thong and she was like, wait, stop the song. Then got on all...
Yeah, where was my money?
All fours, foraging for it. Kind of sexy in its own way.
Where was my money?
Well, you can make some handing it out to that drummer of yours, apparently.
Oh, what? Yeah. There, you had a horny band member in your crowd. I don't even know if he introduced himself, actually.
He wasn't a drummer. He's a guitarist.
Guitarist, is that it?
Yeah.
All right, still. Well, he was a little too into it.
He wants to put his headstock in bad places.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has a humbucker pickup for you, young lady.
I'm not...
That's a real word, right?
It is.
Go me.
That's weird. I won't totally say that that's not true.
Oh, but, you better
but,
not.
But I'm just going to say that...
We don't tolerate lies on these airwaves.
No. But I'm just going to say that that's never been obvious to me.
He's awkward.
He's awkward.
Oh, I think he hit it.
So sometimes I think it's like... You're not sure. I'm just going to put that out there.
He hides it like the way John Wayne Gacy hid his, like, lifestyle from his wife.
But I have problems holding on to my pig.
Yeah, but
can you put some gorilla snot on it? That's an actual product.
Yes.
But see, Kate can produce her own.
Exactly.
It's my own gorilla snot.
It's an inside musician
because
joke.
As you know, it all comes out of something dark and hairy.
Oh, God. Well, we got you back, Kate. It's good to have you back. If you want to...
Instead of using one of those pick holders they put on the mic stand, he just reaches into Kate.
There we go.
He pulls them out like that guy at Chuck E. Cheese.
Just lift my leg up like a dog
on his
at
hip
the
with the token.
There we go.
Thumbs them out one at a time.
Oh, my God. Well, Kate, welcome back. If you want to get a hold of America's Princess over here, she's at Atomic Kate online, AtomicCate. And we got Will. Will was bringing it when Kate was gone and doing her various adventures
for
2-3 weeks now? How long?
2 weeks, I think.
2 weeks, yeah.
For 2 weeks. Yeah.
I was afraid we lost you today, but we got you.
Yeah, all sleepy. Jet-lagged and...
Me too. I'm on sleeping pills. That's why I'm dumber than usual.
Oh, God.
Sleeping pills and allergy medicine.
All right, Willie Winehouse. If you want to get in touch with Will on Twitter, that's at Billy Basil. Show website again, inpapasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. So shall we get to the discussion that will then allow me to tag this podcast with Amy Winehouse 5,000 times and increase its hits?
Certainly.
Amy Winehouse, in news that shocked no one. Like, when it started breaking, the first tweet I saw was some guy saying, so, can any real source confirm Amy Winehouse is dead? And I thought it was kind of like a joke for a bit.
You actually read people's tweets?
Yeah. I have a couple hundred people I actually pay attention to. I know you don't, and for you it's just direct messaged.
It's all about me, baby.
Hoo-hoos and nipples and yeah. But this man, I want to be plugged into the community, the world. I'm a citizen of the globe, Will. So
is that why you're wearing a CFL shirt?
I'm wearing this t-shirt because I found it on the lunch desk at 106.7 The Fan yesterday.
I see that on ESPN2 sometimes at the gym.
What is it?
Canadian Football League.
Oh, sweet.
I don't even know if it's that, because it's CFFL, and there's a guy doing the Heisman pose, so I really don't know what I'm wearing.
Maybe it's for gay Canadians.
Maybe it's...
Canadian
yeah, exactly.
Football
the F,
League.
Yeah. The F Football League. Oh, man.
I was going to say it's from Kate's ex-husband, Kate's Foot Fetish League. And the logo is a guy holding up her foot into his mouth.
Just the entire thing up to the ankle.
And a black C in the other hand.
I love how you're confusing all my exes.
Yeah,
it's just like one big mass of just horrible things.
It's funnier to put them together.
And getting cuckolded. Oh, man. No, I know this is going to sound weird, given we're all just waiting for this to happen. But
no one even cared anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, waiting for it to happen. I'm shocked she's still alive in order to die again. She was dead to me.
It would have been funnier if Adele choked on a ham sandwich.
Oh.
Come on,
yeah.
Get it? Because she's fat.
Yeah. And Mama Cat, yeah. Get it.
I was thinking about it on the way over. I don't know if there's been an artist in recent memory who so, like, started a movement.
Like rock and roll.
And then wasn't able to capitalize on it because they were so incredibly effed up. And the only person I could really think of was, like, was his name Brad Noel from Sublime?
Yeah, but I don't...
Because, like, they had that album that got huge and ushered in all that ska crap.
Yeah,
and they weren't
right.
around. Like, yeah. they had to release videos of him as a ghost.
With tiny Zeus Lister picking up the slack.
I mean, yeah, just the jivest crap ever. It was like...
To replace the singer with Debo from Friday.
Yeah.
No one will notice.
And, I mean, she, out of Britain, did this entire retro, I guess, what is it, doo-wop type crap, Kate?
Yeah. Neo-soul.
Yeah, neo-soul. Yeah. And just was junked out of her brain immediately. And then you had these pieces of crap like Duffy. Not that I'm into this movement, so I can judge who was good and who was bad. But Duffy...
No, it was pretty much all bad.
Yeah, Duffy was kind of junk. Adele seems like she's...
Junk food.
Yeah. She isn't bad. I've heard one song of Adele's, you know, and people seem to be into her. But these are all people that got to spring up. Simply because...
They're Amy Winehouse clones.
Well,
yeah, like, she vacated the throne, you know? She traded it for bag of smack.
I wouldn't classify it that way, because I don't think Amy Winehouse started the movement. I think the neo-soul movement was going
Maxwell.
Before she got popular. I think she,
but she was
kind
of
the crest because
the
she had
thing.
The style.
Yeah.
But it was mostly her style and the fact that she had the raspy voice, right? So she had a very distinct voice, if not... excellent singing voice.
I
know exactly, right?
Green.
Why does everybody like to hear Louis Armstrong singing? Not because he's a fabulous tenor. So I think she had a lot of style, you know, going for her, and that's why she got popular, because it was different like that. But she was very derivative. She wasn't very good. She didn't really start the movement.
So I'm kind of like off the
but
mark
she got
here.
Popular.
She wasn't, because to me, I didn't really know about much of this crap, and then I'm hearing
because,
Rehab.
Yeah,
7
you know about it because she was the popular one, and that's where it came from. But a lot of times when new movements start, there's bands before that.
Yeah, Nirvana
okay,
didn't start
exactly.
grunge.
Exactly. I'm
going to
give you
they're
a
the face of it.
There you go. There you
Nirvana.
Go.
And then he's
going to
be
breaks.
Immortalized because he died young.
Right.
We're getting to that in a second. Nirvana breaks. Kurt dies after Nevermind.
Mm.
And
no,
suddenly, like, you.
In
you
utero.
Remember, no, I'm saying, like, in this parallel universe.
Oh.
This is, like, kind of. Here's my Amy Winehouse analogy. Nirvana
but she was
breaks.
That big. Like, to say
yeah,
she
wasn't that big, and she didn't capitalize on it because she was just so completely effed up from
yeah.
the very beginning. Like, she was just out of
Which
it.
Which is why I think, to some extent, Kurt Cobain is a fraud. Like, you want to see a real eff up who hates the limelight?
Well,
and just
they would
can't
never do
it?
Anything. Like, yeah.
It's Amy Winehouse.
And that's why I wonder, too. Like,
Kurt was always just enough to be like, oh, I hate this fame Rolling Stone interview guy. It's just hell. Where's my room service?
I also wonder, you know, how much of her popularity was her doing things for herself, or was someone saying, here's a crack addict I can make a buck off of, and throwing her out there.
I don't know if you do. Like, if you're going to make a buck off a crack addict, it's like a bum fight scenario, or like
what happened to bumfight.com
yeah,
or
what
oral
I'm saying
sex
is, you know,
you
she's
know?
She's out there, she's, you know, putting together a couple records, she's
yeah.
got her wacky hairdo, and then someone comes along and says, yes, we can auto-tune and fake style
see,
this
I,
into
I thought
something.
She was kind of like
she's
didn't
not
auto-tune all
no.
that much yeah she was
that'd be
real
like
life.
Very apparent
but
with that kind of music
the production quality and things like that. Did she really intend to do that? Did she intend to do something
oh,
different
like
with it?
That was Mark Ronson and his business savvy.
Or did she... Or did she just,
My
you know,
sister
like,
is talking Lindsay Lohan's box right now.
I'm sorry, Kate. What's up?
No, I don't know.
The production's
I've never
due
paid
to
that
him.
Much... I never paid that much attention to her, so I don't know how much was really her mm-hmm. idea or
probably
how
mostly
much was...
Mark Ronson,
the producer. Yeah,
yeah.
That
so...
makes sense. Which is the case for a lot of singers. I know, like,
oh, yeah.
posthumously they tried to be like, oh, Michael Jackson did so much. It's like
Quincy Jones.
It was Quincy. Get the F out of here. It's Quincy Jones. I mean, like,
Michael Jackson sounded like Rick James when he first started.
Yeah, I mean, a much better.
This is like all the same. It kind of sounded like Prince too. It's just,
but it wasn't. Yeah, it was somewhat derivative. And then Quincy comes along and really made him something special. Mm-hmm.
Is he the one doing the voiceovers on Thriller?
No, that's Vincent Price.
Yeah,
that's Vincent Price.
Very different.
They look the same, but
yeah.
Well, doesn't Vincent Price look more like Joe Jackson?
Vincent Price is a white man. Well,
oh, wait, Quincy Jones ain't white, is he?
No, he's black.
No, that's right.
Light skinned black.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Wow.
That's why Rashida Jones looks like.
I don't see things in terms of color.
Really?
Like you two racists.
Just religious slurs for my brother.
What was I going to say, though? Like, yeah, because didn't her first CD, I guess he didn't produce it. I mean, it was still kind of like the soul vocals, but it didn't have like the actual, like, 8-piece jazz combo with like.
Not only that, it sounds like they're
hanging
recorded
one mic in a room.
Yeah, like on a damn Vitrola. Or
yeah,
whatever.
It sounds
like
it was a vinyl
poppy. Yeah,
right, but that's fake. I mean,
which
it's
they
digital.
Added in. After
yeah.
Jive. No, but a lot of people do that. Like, add tape sounds like in Pro Tools.
Just record it on tape. Save yourself like $100,000 on equipment.
Actually, no, the
analog equipment would be far more expensive than adding a track in on Pro Tools.
Because it's like so
rare. Yeah,
at this
like,
point.
It's hard to find and it's hard to maintain.
The White Stripes will do that kind of crap where they actually record in like Abbey Road or whatever.
Yeah. Pretentious.
No, I was just going to say, like, those 8 words made me want to punch you in the face for 3 seconds. And I was like, wait, Will didn't say that.
Yeah, like, if I can do your drummer's parts and I can't play drums at all, then.
Yeah,
you don't deserve
exactly.
To be
like, if I can play drums as well as your drummer, that's pretty sad.
I can't play drums for an ish, but I could actually play the White Stripes songs. I mean, that's
exactly.
Well, what was driving me nuts on Twitter is you saw all kinds of reactions. You had people who were genuinely like, "Ah, what a lost talent," you know.
And that's, she wasn't going to do anything again ever.
She wasn't
exactly.
No. You know, the one person who probably got a lot of music out of her. Her drug dealer. Like, you, I guarantee you, she would show up.
Sound of skull broke. On pelvis.
Yeah. And just, he'd be like, sing me an original right now. Well, that came later. But he's like, I didn't like that song. But he must have heard so much out of her. Can you imagine? Had he just run a recorder every time she came over to score,
he could have Tupac'd her.
He'd have like 8 volumes of Unplugged. Amy Winehouse strung out an Unplugged. He would be rich beyond his wildest dreams. Maybe he has all kinds of like finished albums. She's just like, here are the masters. Give me some rock. We don't know. It's going to come out, though. I guarantee you that.
Someone's going to try to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
But
there was a lot of that. Then there was a lot of, and this is again from not famous people, except Jim Norton and Opie, who were pretty quick to, throw a jab
barb.
Or two. Yeah, a decent line. I just love Opie. Opie is the biggest Twitter vulture ever. Like, it'll just be like, hashtag Amy Winehouse, and just like the lamest jokes in like 10 of them.
No, he calls it sniping.
Is that what he calls it? It's just being a hashtag vulture, and I love him for it. But there are other people that like, they couldn't get out a joke fast enough. I fell into this camp. I wanted to tweet a link about the death, and I then commented, of course, of natural causes, or something along those lines.
That's not funny. You should have said, most upset is her father. Not because he lost his daughter, but because he failed to take out a massive life insurance policy.
I'm sure he did.
My portfolio is so much weaker.
Yeah, and then he's
I could have seen my IRA skyrocket right now, goddammit.
But the third were the celebrities who were just all over it and for no real
you
reason.
You wouldn't have spit on her last week, Tom Cruise, or who was it? What caliber of celeb are we talking about?
Oh, I've got a list.
The gamut.
The first good one that got me was Khloe Kardashian, Sasquatch Kardashian.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I didn't get to eat her.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Khloe said, wow, exclamation. And the exclamation, by the way, is the punctuation of the simpleton. Let's just put that out there.
Because they're excited about every little stupid thing.
It says, my words cannot excite you, so this little bar with a dot underneath it might do the trick.
I prefer to call them bangs.
Bangs. Bang!
It's a bang.
Mm-hmm. You utter your phrase, then you go,
wow,
bang!
Bang!
Okay. It's for idiots. So, wow, exclamation. I just heard about Amy Winehouse passing away. Exclamation. Wow, exclamation. So sad. And then we have the actual sad emoticon.
Jesus Christ.
Tell us that she does feel sad.
You know, I want to say, as someone who tweets, that I sometimes struggle with fitting my entire thought. And granted, I'm a little wordy.
No,
and,
me too.
You know, but I struggle with fitting my entire thought in 140 characters. I don't generally need to repeat things and add filler.
Yeah.
In order to fill half of the tweet.
She had about 10 letters of thought, and then the other 30. You could talk to her about Twitter. She'd be like, I don't get how people run out of room. It's stifling
so easy.
Sometimes.
I know.
So much. What an amazing talent. She wrapped it up with that.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see. We have Carson Daly. Just rip Amy Winehouse. How tragic. I guess, you know, I'm trying to get in on it.
Maybe he met her. Who knows?
Yeah.
He actually has some things to do with music. Like his show that comes on NBC at 3 a.m. Monday morning.
Does he follow What's-His-Face now?
No,
Jimmy Fallon?
Like, I think he's the host of The Voice. So
you're right.
He's
you're
actually
right. Or,
back in
yeah,
the limelight.
Yeah, because
he's
Nick
the
Seacrest.
Cannon, yeah, it's America's Got Talent.
Yes, okay.
So yeah, Carson won't go away.
Kelly Osbourne. I can't even breathe right now. I'm crying so hard. I just lost one of my best friends. I love you forever, Amy, and will never forget the real you. That's a little weird.
That could be true, though. I was going to say, because they both live in London. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe Osbourne's in L.A., but I could see them being tied together.
Yeah. Couple of kooks. I mean, lovely ladies.
I got that. And Danny DeVito. I want to love Danny. I do, because as Always Sunny has aged and kind of lost its original mojo, now the show's just become Danny DeVito to me.
He's the only good one. Like, I don't know. Like you said, it holds up when you see the repeats.
Well, it's like The Simpsons. It gets older and you forget how good the good ones were the first time you saw them and how much you hated.
No, but when I see the old ones now, I'm like, it wasn't as funny as I thought.
I don't know. It's just I can look back like the way you see a season 12 Simpsons now, and you're like, that wasn't that goddamn bad. Why was I on my high horse so much about hating this?
But then you see
to
a season 6, and you're like,
And then you're like, this is so brilliant.
The new Simpsons are pretty funny. Like,
They got better. They had a valley. They're
yeah. Like when I was in high
now.
School, I stopped watching it because it was so bad. But now it's like when I do catch it, I mean, it's not like LOL funny, but
no,
you
agreed.
Chuckle
they
every
up.
Few seconds.
They definitely stepped
is it
up.
LULZ funny?
Lulz.
I mean, it's definitely
it's
more.
It's no Rofelcopter.
It's more consistent than any of the Seth MacFarlane stuff.
Oh yeah,
that stuff
yeah.
is very hit or miss.
Yeah,
because they have so many different people working on it.
And he doesn't like hit or miss on an episode by episode basis. It's just like the season sucks. Like whatever team he put in for that season. Like we've talked about this a million times.
Cleveland
season one. Yeah, I'd stick up for it. Like people would be like, "Oh, Cleveland sucks."
It was
how you
great.
Watch that? I'm like, yeah, it's not that bad. And then season two rolls around. I'm like,
I couldn't even sit through it.
This is so indefensible. I quit maybe 2.5 episodes in.
Yeah, I literally could not watch a whole episode. I'm like, what the hell am I watching? This is not funny. But American Dad killed it last season.
Yeah.
That was great. Anything where you mention ghost loads on the air, how can you go wrong with that?
Anyhow, out of Danny's mouth. 27-year-old Amy Winehouse dead. WTF. Man, I dug her a lot. Very sad about this one. Exclamation point. Moving on.
Very sad about this one.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the next celeb death to tweet about.
Well,
and
yeah.
then here's where we're going with this. 27 Janice, 27 Jimmy, 27 Amy.
Oh, who is
Danny
that?
Danny DeVito wrote that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, who the hell's Jimi
Hendrix? Like.
Oh, J.I.
Yeah, but
that started getting tweeted a lot, the 27 Club.
But 33 Jesus, so.
Exactly, and that also has Chris Farley and John Belushi.
All right, there we go.
I'll rest my case for the better squad here.
Wait, people know that Jesus died at 33?
Yeah.
Also.
How do people know that?
Well, if you believe in the make-believe, then...
I believe Jesus actually existed.
Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, it's like, and you had Kurt Cobain at 27.
Jimi Hendrix was not that great. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah, but he's better than Amy Winehouse. Notice I did not say anything about Janis Joplin.
Yeah, but he doesn't have implants.
Because
so
Janis Joplin,
that makes
Amy Winehouse.
Jimmy in one of his ruffled tops.
Under the bosom.
Some free mocha tits peeking. Will suddenly like, I never noticed how this cat could shred. Oh my god. I then started really getting pissed about how much in this culture and in general people like glorify and enshrine the artist who dies young.
Oh, notice Adele didn't say anything, probably.
Adele's busy eating her emotions right now.
Yeah, she's worried. She's
People
are going to start playing Amy's music again. And then, like, they'll be like, oh wow, Adele's ripped this.
You're right. They're going to start playing all that crap again.
Yeah, and then be like, why am I going to listen to Rolling in the Deep Fried Dough when I could be listening to
And you know the next time Adele's on stage, she's going to perform an Amy number and try to just knock it out of the park.
Or just do a line of blow off the back of a guitar. Like, flip it over.
Actually drop a few. Yeah, man. She's going to get up there and go, this is for you, Amy. Point to the sky, black rapper style.
I miss you.
Yeah.
Me.
And the entire time just being like, F you, bitch. F-U-C, they're all mine now. And just doing her thing.
When the hell did, whatever, it's Back in Black is AC/DC. What the hell is hers? Back to Black? Or something?
I don't know.
Wait, who? Amy Winehouse?
Yeah. Back. It's not Back in Black.
No. I think you're, yeah. It's Back to like Black. Back to Black or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, what year is that? 2007, I want to say?
I don't know. Ancient
Hold
history,
on.
Though.
I just Googled Amy Winehouse Black. We might get some good hits. But, Back to Black.
07, I will go with. Possibly 06.
Oh, God. This is how you know you've had a short career. Wikipedia has already been updated to read Back to Black, the second and final studio album by Amy Winehouse. Yeah, 06.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a lifetime today. Like,
5 years of just people waiting for her to do something. Like, she was on stage, I think, in Eastern Europe last month, and it was a complete mess. They had to wheel her off in like one of those Hannibal Lecter carts, you know?
I thought she had cleaned up.
No.
Apparently not.
There's
this word called relapse that she is familiar with, I'm guessing.
Oh,
that song... I don't think she ever lapsed away.
Oh, that song Rehab's now taking on another meaning.
You think she just...
another layer of irony.
Well, that was just every joke ever. Like, when they said go to rehab, you should have said yes.
I'm white.
Yeah.
Did somebody really say that?
Yeah, her label.
I've read that 7 times.
No, that's true.
Wow. Horrible.
She was effed up. Oh, you're talking about the tweet.
Oh, just now.
Oh, yeah. That's just a dumb thing to say. Who gives a crap about
her? Oh, you're asking Will if, like, an official...
Why would anyone say anything? That's stupid.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, I've read that many times.
That's sad.
That's the lame white people trying to be funny.
That's not funny at all.
Let's go for
that's
the obvious.
Stupid.
Just what boils my ass, man. I hate anyone dying young and people acting like it's glorious and poetic. It isn't. It lets you get away
stupid
with an incredibly short career that, like, maybe didn't have a drop-off in your lifetime. But had you stuck around, you'd have been effing forgotten.
I'm gonna say
she's still gonna be forgotten.
She'll be forgotten.
Totally dropped off in her lifetime anyway. She released that album, was hot for maybe a year, and then who gives an F? Like, everything after that was, hey, she's strung out.
Like, getting back to Hendrix, would people give 1/10 the S about Hendrix if he was still around? Old,
maybe
depends on what he did when he was older.
He would be treated like B.B. King. It'd be like this kind of living legend type thing.
Yeah.
Even.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh my God, B.B. King's coming to town. You wouldn't give a crap.
Some people do.
Zeppelin.
I've seen B.B. King a couple times live.
Yeah, he ain't selling out football arenas.
Exactly.
No, I agree with that. But I also think that's shameful. And this isn't like a defense of Hendrix or anything like that. It's just that I think that people lose priorities.
Well, you kind of lose sight of guys in their lifetime. Yeah.
No, you actually see how not that great they really are.
No, he wasn't that great, but you have to take into account historically where he was, what the time period was, and what other people were doing.
You know what would have been revolutionary back then? For Janis Joplin to shave her beeve.
I thought you were going to go with Hendrix banging a white chick on stage or something.
No, I think he was dating white chicks.
I think he only dated white chicks. Starting a trend for several black celebrities afterward.
No, I was going to say like two things that occurred to me. I already forgot them because I'm a moron. First of all, if that ass Dr. Drew does any kind of special talking about addiction and how he could have saved her. Which, making money off the backs of crackheads. I want to put the likelihood of that happening on VH1 at like 90%.
Upper 80s. Give you upper 80s. 87.
Dude, when that whole Charlie Sheen thing was going down.
Did he have like a 2-hour?
Yeah. And it was like, they filmed it like in his kitchen because they're like, we need to get this out now.
Just squeezing it in. Like literally Pinsky's pinching a loaf.
I'm serious. Like it was literally like camcorder set up in Dr. Drew's living room. Like not produced at all.
That guy is the biggest vulture.
I used to have respect for him. He is a whore and a half.
California doctor who keeps in shape. What more do you need to hear? He's on TV. He's on radio.
And if you've watched that latest season of Celebrity Rehab, it's just like a soap opera now. You got that awful-ass Michael Lohan like hamming it up for the cameras.
It's
like the combination of those two.
I don't think there was ever anything that organic to it, but whatever was has been stripped out. It's just
like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
Like when they catch people, that's why I stopped watching it. They're like, oh, can you save me? Because he always used to be like talking about Jesus and how he was a mess and he got straightened out. I was just like, oh, shoot me in the effing head.
Well, just wrapping up, I lose my crap with people getting to coast when they die. You know who is dropping off even by the time they died? Pac and Biggie. Like, if Pac and Biggie hadn't been killed, they'd be Jay-Z right now.
Yep.
Where, like, every third album's okay, and they're maybe in the news for who they're screwing, but their career ain't all that. They're not treated like any kind of rap messiah. They just died at the perfect time. Same with, I'm sorry, you know what? Screw them. I was never their biggest fan. Always thought they're overrated. Nirvana.
No, I agree.
Kurt getting killed.
I don't really care.
Alice in Chains was much better. So like Lane Staley dying.
You just had groups like Mudhoney and crap like that that did the whole thing before it got big. And Nirvana made a poppier version of alternative and got massive off it.
Yep.
They're like the Elvis Presley. Of all, you know what I mean? Just like ripping off other people.
No, compared to, what was it, Big Mama Thornton?
Yeah. It's
like
he's Elvis Presley to the Big Mama Thorntons of grunge.
Yeah, he was talking about Anthony being racist.
Singer, yeah.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah, so you like Elvis, but he'll tell Big Mama Thornton, oh, go die, old N-word bitch.
And it's true, man. It's true, because people don't know the whole story. You know
what you're sold.
Yeah, you can process, exactly, the story arc that has been explained to you. Like, well, this is how 80s music worked. This is how 90s music worked. Like, it's this whole belief that really burns my balls that sold, Nirvana came out and literally every hair band died overnight.
No, it's revisionist history.
They don't talk about, like, the two weird years.
Yeah, 92
where, like,
to 94.
Yeah. Where it'd be like MTV Awards, like, well, we've got Nirvana, but the big news is Def Leppard! And you're just, you know, now that's forgotten. You just want to act like Nirvana hit.
No, because
Def Leppard's eating SpaghettiOs the next day.
Imitating Nirvana had to come up. So it took a little while.
Yeah. And then that became kind of established. And then by then, you've got...
By like 97, that was over.
Yeah.
Yay.
But it took a couple of years before Saigon Kick was, you know, the picture.
Playing outlaw jams in Manassas, Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. No more Slaughter. No more Striper.
Steelheart. Oh, God. Firehouse. So you're thinking about the real bad ones.
Oh, just like the dregs, like the tier fives.
Oh, God damn. Firehouse. Heard that on XM last night.
That's
one of the bad. Baby, don't treat me bad.
Worst drummer name ever. Will, you got it?
For Firehouse?
Yeah. You almost uttered it.
No, I know Bobby Rock from Nelson. Scott Rockenfield from Queens, right?
CJ
Snare! CJ Snare!
CJ Snare! Yeah. Goddamn CJ Snare!
Wait, are you sure that wasn't the singer, though?
No, CJ Snare was
the
drummer.
I mean, it makes sense.
Hold on, let me look it up real fast.
Oh, because the CJ part sounds like... Oh, God. CJ Snare.
CJ Snare. God damn it!
It is a singer?
Yeah! You piece of ass!
It's actually like his real name.
Oh, you ruined everything, yeah. Will! You ruined the funny.
No, I think the crown still has to go to either Bobby Rock. Probably Bobby Rock.
Bobby Rock, yeah.
Scott Rockenfield.
Because Bobby Rock wasn't like, you're talking the one brunette in Poison.
Yeah,
already.
Just poodle perm.
I love how you have
nuns.
To talk about them like chicks. Like the three blondes and the brunette. That sounds like a car you want to pull over an F. Not a band. It's
Bobby Dahl from Poison.
God damn.
CC DeVille.
Who is Ricky Rocket. Ricky Rocket gives it a run for his money too, man. Jesus Christ. Oh, maybe Nirvana wasn't that bad a thing to happen. You really get into some of that 80s crap.
And then you
there's
have the new metal.
Bad in every genre.
Used people's first names for a while.
Kobe.
Or it was Korn did that, where they had the single names. Slipknot. But then everyone eventually found out their real names. Mm. And now they use them. Cold Chamber, first name only. There's probably more. I can't remember.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the true pioneers of music, Insane Clown Posse.
Thank you. ICP, Everyday Miracles.
I never got them. F the World is all right.
Oh, God, don't. That was like the one cut I would go in my friend's
basement,
Ryan Hill, and we would just, he would light up a bong, and it was just like West Side Connection, F the World, and like a third like trip hop song. And I just had to hear this playlist of three tracks every time I was getting high my junior year of high school. So that's like in my DNA at this point. You know, it's like in there at a subliminal level because your brain's screwed up and you hear it.
And F, I love it. Whoever the F that is.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. That's like some Manchurian candidate programming you've activated. Now the entire song is playing in the back of my head. I can do it forwards. I can do it backwards. I can sing it in a different language. Oh.
In the song, I say F 97 times.
God damn it. You got it. Well, that wraps up the Winehouse segment. We got like 15 minutes left, and I kind of want to find out about Kate's trip to Chile. We can do that or talk about the guy who blew up all of Oslo, Norway.
I thought it was Peru.
No, I had it wrong.
Chile.
No one visited Peru, nor did anyone blow up Peru.
Yeah.
So, no.
We got the guy
Peru.
Who blew up Oslo or Kate. Kate, is there any kind of story to your thing? And by the way, you'll never hear me say this again, but in light of what I was assuming after I heard the news about Oslo... Al-Qaeda, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I jumped to a conclusion.
They still label it a terrorist attack on the news, though.
Well, they did that when Timothy McVeigh blew up our craft.
Yeah.
It's like Chris Rock says.
It's kind
of like,
an act of terror.
Whatever happened to just crazy?
Yeah. Well, we've rebranded terror.
Because that's the hot
terror
term.
Is the new crazy.
As brown terror. That's just, to me, we've lost sight of like, terrorism can be the weird conservative mountain man.
Yeah, but is a serial killer a terrorist?
No, because he's not doing it to frighten people.
Yeah, for like a statement or something.
Well,
serial killer's
well,
doing
it
to get
a
hard on.
Yeah.
Do we know this guy's motivation yet?
Yeah, he's like right wing, hates the fact that like black dudes are porking Oslo blondes and stuff like that.
Yes.
He's
the bitch from the Swiss
man
Swiss
in
box.
Norway.
Yeah, he's not down with the multicultural vibe in the city. Something along those lines. And he just. By the way, how many kids did he kill? Like the bomb, which looks like it.
No, they were probably all
out.
Mulatto babies, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So really, you have to cut the number in half.
3/5.
Well, yeah, I mean, the it's way too difficult because you got to have the fraction of the half, which is 3/5, and then add that into the half.
Oh,
so
God. 3/10.
We're looking at, so you got 3/10 plus.
No, it's half plus
50,
3/5.
So 8/10.
Yeah.
So 3/4.
4/5.
Wait, 4/5. There you go.
Bunch of math whizzes.
Only 4/5 of those children counted.
It's so weird because you see the carnage. The building looks like it was blown out from the inside, like the fat blob at the end of Akira popped out of it. And like 7 people died, I think. And then they kind of aren't mentioning the fact that he took shots and killed like 90 kids at a youth camp.
Oh, so wait, was it in the same spot or 2 different spots, 2 different times?
I think, and again, someone was saying, dude, your facts are so off. You sound like Bill O'Reilly last week when we were talking about
there's no preparation that goes into this show.
Bullet goes in, shot comes out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Will
Walton, can't explain that.
I'm just like, at 59:30, they come in. I'm just like, oh, thank God it won't be me just padding. And, yeah, that's the show prep. So get over it. I want to say he kind of, like, planted these bombs.
And then did the
possible
attack.
Possible accomplice.
When they're set to that night.
Yeah, but what a kill rate. My God.
What did he get in the end?
Like, they think he shot, like, 90, 80 kids, something like that. How the F, man? Columbine
is
nothing
say.
Compared to that.
Yeah, but Columbine was amateurs.
I guess.
Yeah, but with the artillery they had, they should have been. And they had the people penned in there.
Yeah, who were just lying down.
So you should have been able to kill the entire school if that's what you wanted.
But they're kids. You can't trust teenagers to get anything right.
Well, they must have killed two people.
They kill more people driving around.
And then it was almost like fireworks to them. Just like, listen to the sound this thing makes. And like pop it off a few shots
in the
air.
Easily distracted.
What did they get? Like 16 in the end or something?
Yeah, 17 in that range.
Yeah.
This guy's like a one-man killing squad.
If you have an automatic weapon and you're in a crowded place, it's a matter of seconds.
Dude, he's like Wolfenstein. That was just bodies left and right.
BFG 9000. Or
no kidding. I mean, it was a massacre. Imagine 90 corpses. That's a lot of
meat. So what, did he kill himself or the cops take him out?
No, he pulled a Tim McVeigh and was like, I want to get caught so I can then tell you people where I'm coming from.
Oh, so he's still alive.
Yeah, they just got him in custody. I think they're one of those weirdo countries where, like, even the SWAT team runs in with just, like, a billy club or some crap
mace.
Like that. Yeah.
So he just gave up, basically?
Yeah. After he did his thing, they're like, we're coming for you. He's like, oh, that's cool.
Wow.
Bring some meatballs from that neighboring country of ours that I love me so bad.
I would never want to go to prison, man. You got to take yourself out.
Of course.
Or get taken out.
There's no afterlife, but there
suicide
is
by
spending
cop.
Your last 50 years getting raped.
Yeah, but prison there is probably really nice.
You're right. It's like an IKEA, I bet.
You have to assemble your own bed.
Yeah.
It's hard enough to get out of an IKEA.
Right
so
down to the
go.
Cafeteria. Yeah.
Dinner every day is Swedish meatballs and lingonberry sauce or whatever.
Lingonberries.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is a show, man. And it's just, it's great because that is wiped off the map with one OD'd bitch who has got a touch of fame.
I was going to say that, like, because I get all my news from, like, MSN.com, you know, when I open up my browser. And then, first it was, like, the red banner, like, breaking news, terrorist attack in Norway. And then the next time I open it, they have, like, you know, when something big happens, it's, like, the big panel, so you can't really miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, not even 20 minutes later or something, you open it up and some white bitch, and it's just like, how to get better sleep. It's like, that's really our attention span now.
That's all we
like,
got.
Not even a day?
No. Oh, God, no.
Even Japan got like 3 days.
Yeah, that was pretty good for us.
Yeah, but more people died.
Yeah.
They're still dying right now.
I was impressed
like
by our
sending
attention
in
span on this
old
one.
People on suicide missions to just like drink as much uranium as they can.
Oh,
they're treating it like Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Get Kobayashi in there with a mustard yellow belt. Hey, how many uranium rods can you swallow?
Oh, I know. It feels so good.
Feel free to bring as many buns and cups of water as you want. He dips it in there to soften it up. It just starts steaming.
Just fusing with his hand. Oh, God.
Yeah, but of course, I guess everything's okay now. Yeah. We don't hear about it on CNN.
Oh, everything's fixed. It's perfect.
Now we're talking about the NFL collective bargaining agreement.
Oh, hey. Now we're getting into my priorities here.
Oh, God.
Nothing wrong with them trying to make sure I got some entertainment every Sunday this year.
Oh, of course they are. Like, it's going to affect everyone's bottom line soon enough if it hasn't already.
They've already cut one preseason game.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, like, they won't be ready or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. The Hall of Fame game, which is probably like a week before the rest of the preseason crap, is already dead.
Is that when all the old guys come out?
Oh, that'd be so great. No.
It's like a wheel into each other.
It's like Murder Ball. It's at the enshrinement. Kate's doing a silent laugh at that one. It's at the enshrinement ceremony when they get everyone into the Hall of Fame. And then
Who plays?
Just two teams, I think, kind of assigned at random. I would say like they had to do something in the postseason, but the Skins did it a couple of years ago, so we know that isn't the case.
Make the worst moves possible.
Ugh, God, the Skins.
Sign rapists for $100 million.
The show is going to be a lot of that soon enough. Soon enough, but for now they're 16-0 until I've seen otherwise. Well,
would they be making moves right now if like everything was in place? Free agency or whatever?
In theory, yeah. They'd be swapping them around right now like Madden.
So then when like a deal does get in place, they're going to have to do it like much faster than they're used to?
I think there is a lot of stuff going on underneath the table.
Right.
And it's just going to be like how we got Haynesworth, you know? Like free agency begins and at 12:01, it's like Albert Haynesworth is a Redskin.
Right.
You're like,
it was
they
already
technically
done.
Weren't supposed to talk to him before that. That's a little strange. So there's going to be a lot of that. I think it's going to be 72 hours of some crazy-ish flying back and forth.
Like just signing contracts that are already there.
Just, yeah, dude after dude added to the roster. Because it's like the 1 year they can't, I don't think there's a cap in place. They can't get punished for just going nuts the way they do every year. It's the first time ever Dan Snyder can just be like, Here's my Jewish gold coin vault. Have at, boys.
Scrooge McDuck's tower.
Exactly. But instead of the dollar sign on the side, it's the Star of David. That's how he rolls. But, Kate, a little bit of Chile for the last 6-7 minutes of the show.
That's where Snooki's from.
What?
I bet you were proud of that.
Snooki's Chilean. You think she's a WOP, don't you?
What?
She's adopted by WOPs.
First of all, who cares? Secondly,
these guys.
You were the land of greatness.
Yeah, great, Snooki. So Santiago is covered with a constant haze of pollution. South America.
Why were you there? I guess a business thing?
It's
Santiago.
I was there on a business trip. And let me share with you a little bit. I can't say the name of the company that I contract for, but
okay.
It was decided a week before the trip.
Goya. Beans eatery frescos. I mean frijoles.
A week before we were sent down there, they decided we would go on a trip to Chile. So plans were made and tickets bought less than a week before the flights flew out.
Yeah, but
which is great for international travel when you're in a company, you know?
I was going to say, it probably didn't cost you at all either.
It cost them.
I know, but like the tickets must have been
probably actually, $27 anyway.
They were wants to go to Chile, exactly.
Only pronounce properly because of those minors.
They weren't too bad, but it's like this company has a bunch of South American markets. Like they have offices in
are you a drug
lot of
dealer?
I can't name the company I work for.
So Enterprises. Montana Realty.
So, you'd think they'd be planning a little more ahead that people have to. Anyway.
It's hard to plan ahead when you're on the yay. You live for today, baby.
So basically my client boss is just like, today's a good day to go to Chile.
Wow.
So we do this like less than a week before we make our plans. We get a trip down there while we're down there.
You and the boyfriend pants.
No.
Oh, you were solo.
Co-workers. Me and my two coworkers.
Oh, she has some Santiago pingas.
I'll talk about that in a minute. So we get down there, and in the middle, like the second day of meetings that we have scheduled,
yes,
we get a call from the people up here in Virginia who are in the headquarters saying that we're going to drop Chile from this bigger project that we're working on.
Yeah.
So why are we in Chile?
Yeah.
No reason.
So you went for work, and then they're like, you don't have work here.
Yeah, exactly. So then, but they didn't tell the people in Chile this.
Yeah.
So then,
they're still pitching stuff to you?
Yes! So then we still have to like go through these meetings pretending we give an ass. So, yeah, so it was totally awesome.
What
from
a
the work.
CF.
Oh my gosh, this whole company.
I bet you're
this
pissed
whole
that like,
this
they
way.
Send you to a third world toilette, though.
But, you know, actually, Chile is not too bad.
Okay.
Chile is not too bad.
Abductions
other than
are only at a 25% rate.
It's kind of expensive there.
Oh.
How much are the ribs?
We didn't
get it.
No.
Chile. Anybody?
Chile. How many chicken heads a month for a nice apartment?
It's not as expensive as like expensive in America expensive, but it's comparable in terms of cost.
Goddamn global economy.
I know. And because there's no emissions.
You could have been able to buy that country like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like the smog of LA settles over Santiago. So you see
yeah,
the mountains.
There's mountain ranges. Yeah.
And then there's just like smog. And then but the Andes are very pretty. We went a day early, so we got to see a winery. And the head sommelier actually took us on the tour through the winery.
Oh, really?
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Trying to crush some foreign ass, was he?
He was kind of cute.
Let me insert my bottle in you.
Exactly.
It will not give you yeast infection.
Did he pull his finger out and go, a fine vintage?
Should it make that?
That was fun. That was a fun thing we did.
I'll
bet
we
did meetings, and we went to a fabulous French restaurant in Chile. That was excellent.
Was it colonized by the French?
Excellente.
I thought you were going to say Abo Pan. Or...
we went to the McDonald's. Actually, it's from the hotel. You can obviously see the McDonald's, the Starbucks.
What
the
was
Ruby
their
Tuesday,
weird ethnic?
Yeah,
variety.
I was going to say, what's at their McDonald's. Twist on it? The way Greece has like the McGyro.
I know. If we had had more time there, I would have gone and found out. But because we only had the 4 days there, we went to downtown Santiago.
McGyro.
Have a McHamster.
Yes, exactly. McGuinea pig. That's more Peru.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Is that really like they're only from there or something?
Yeah, they come from, and they eat them like crazy.
Oh, God.
they breed guinea pigs for meat over there.
So cute, though.
I know. Can you imagine just cracking one open like a lobster on a grill?
Lambs are cute, too.
Clams?
Silly lambs.
Oh.
Yeah, clams.
Clams are. When
you draw
the
little face on
the
them, and it's adorable.
Yeah. That's so silly.
No, the seafood in Chile is amazing.
Really?
We had sushi one day, and then we had ceviche and shrimp empanadas, which were fantastic. And then
what about the sea bass?
Estilo carada. I had the estilo carada with the marron, and that was just fabulous. We had the Chilean bass ceviche, and that was fabulous.
Nice.
It was just fantastic.
That's pretty much Latin sushi, right? Ceviche, isn't it just kind of uncooked meat and they throw it in like a juice?
Yeah, it's cooked by the acid, quote unquote.
Really?
So okay. Yeah, so the acid in the lime or lemon juice, whatever you use, that cooks the meat.
Are you sure they don't pickle them in some Latin woman's sea?
Jesus Christ. That was excessive, sir.
Yeah. So the food was, excellent. It was just...
Food is better everywhere.
Well, when you
where
get
everything
the food,
is pasteurized,
it's really
fresh.
Funny to me that it's like, oh well. So when you're in Santiago, make sure you get sushi.
Screw that.
No, but it's true because their seafood is so fresh that the sushi is fantastic.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So
as long as you pluck out all the larvae.
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
No,
some parasite eggs, you know.
No, you might want to call your foot fetish ex to like pull a tapeworm out of your toes. 75
How
feet long.
How long is it?
So that was really good. And it's actually, tapeworms don't go in your toes. Tapeworms are in your poop. It's ringworms
like,
that are
like,
in your
like
feet.
Like a cat with tinsel?
Yes, exactly. That is exactly what it's like. It's not shiny tinsel.
It's like a magician
you
of his
just keep pulling. You keep pulling and there's still worm. So it was, other than the work part of it, it wasn't too bad, and unfortunately I didn't get to see too much of it, but...
Did you get any puro?
Puro?
It just sounds dirty.
Puro?
No, just pure yayo. Puro.
Puro.
I did have a pisco sour, which is a very popular drink down there.
What's that?
Pisco is a type of liquor.
It's like a margarita, but instead of salt or other rim, it's just Coke.
Getting Chile confused with Colombia.
They're all the same.
Yeah, I was going to say, the entire place to me is just the Wild West. Well, you're getting to play him the playoff cat music here. God, those are... What are you wearing, Will?
What, the pit stains or the holes or what?
I hate the other pit. I was trying to wrap up the show, and you lurch back and put your arms in the air like just coffee pit stains. And then one of them just has a titanic hole in the pit itself.
Well, it's because I'm not going to the gym today, I don't think.
Oh, so that's man.
Why. Kate, nothing but class here.
Kate, glad to have you back.
Yeah.
Jesus. F you too, sister. If you want to get a hold of Kate, she's at Atomic Kate, AtomicCate. Will, thank you, as always.
You're welcome.
You brought it.
Thank you.
If you want to get in touch with Will, and he will bring it, and by bring it, I mean send pictures of his C, he's at Billy Basil. Make sure to follow him so he can send it via direct message. And if you want to get in touch with me, I'm at Papa's Basement. Show website in papasbasement.com. And until next week, 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Then he said masturbation. Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.